WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bob Dylan has a new album out, Time Out of Mind, his first collection of new material since 1990. And it heralds a new period of activity and recognition for him. After surviving a serious heart ailment earlier this year, Dylan resumed a nationwide tour that's been getting great reviews and which recently included a performance before the Pope. In December, he'll be given an award in Washington for the Kennedy Center Honors. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Time Out of Mind contains some of Dylan's strongest work ever.
In the skies, I've been wading through the high muddy water, but the heat rises in my eyes. Every day your memory grows dimmer, it doesn't haunt me like it did before. I've been walking through the middle of nowhere, trying to get to him before they close the door.
The Bob Dylan, as he allows himself to be revealed on Time Out of Mind, is a man out of time, in self-imposed exile from rock trends, and all the wiser and stronger for keeping his distance from their energy-sapping fickleness. Like his son Jacob, but in a different sense, he's a wallflower at the party of pop music. The music on this album sounds ancient and yet just written, full of ghosts and dreams of mortality. In the song I just played, he's trying to get to heaven before they close the door. But for a fellow almost gleefully contemplating his afterlife, Dylan remains earthbound in love. He offers a shockingly bitter take on it with the song Lovesick, and then turns around to mix romance with regret on Till I Fell in Love with You.
Well, my nerves are exploding, my body's tense. I feel like the whole world got me pinned up against the fence. I've been hit too hard, I've seen too much. Nothing can heal me now but your touch. I just don't know what I'm gonna do. I was all right till I fell in love with you.
Time Out of Mind is produced by Daniel Lanois, who, as he did on the 1989 album Oh Mercy, keeps Dylan's voice, the rasp of a cryptkeeper, prominent while surrounding it with eeriness. Lanois gives a song called Cold Irons Bound a herky-jerky shuffle beat, for example. He creates a rhythm that skeletons might dance to in a graveyard, using a few discarded bones for percussion.
I'm beginning to hear voices, and there's no one around. Now I'm all used up, and the fiends have turned around. I went to church on Sunday.
Time Out of Mind builds to an extraordinary piece called Highlands, a 16-and-a-half-minute ramble. Crooning in the voice of a guy who's a little hard of hearing, he says, I'm listening to Neil Young, I gotta turn up the sound. He's decided he's a big loser in the game of life. Dylan goes for a stroll that turns into a dream, or maybe a nightmare. Out on the street, nobody's going anywhere, he says. A restaurant he enters is empty. Must be a holiday. The speaker in Highlands comes across as zonked, out of it, and perfectly resigned to it. The song, pushed along by Jim Dickinson's loping electric piano, gathers a cumulative force in its atmosphere of confused sadness. Here, he's just warming up to his subject.
I don't want nothing from anyone. Ain't that much to take. Wouldn't know the difference between a real blonde and a fake. Feel like a prisoner in a world of mystery. I wish someone would come and push back the clock for me.
With its cranky, suspicious, yet resigned view of life, Time Out of Mind sums up Bob Dylan the way Bringing It All Back Home and Blood on the Tracks once did. Dylan sounds lively, even playful. In no way is this album a downer. It sounds as if at 56 he can't wait to be a full-fledged old codger. A decorated codger, to be sure. In December, he'll be a Kennedy Center honoree, along with Charlton Heston, Jesse Norman, Edward Villella, and Lauren Bacall. Gee, at the State Department dinner, do you think he'll dedicate Cold Iron's Bound to Al Gore?
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.